Hi everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Navs Effect Podcast. Going to be a fun one, of course. The Gilas Pilipinas men's national basketball team defeated Chinese Taipei in what should we say, dominant fashion. Great effort, great performance, great start to this era. But before we get to the specifics with one of the popular favorite guests of the show, quick word from our sponsor, GetBlued. Attention Ateneo enthusiasts, the thrill of UEAP Season 86 second semester sports is here, and Loyola Heights is buzzing with excitement. Now is the perfect moment to become a crucial part of the Ateneo six-man, cheering the varsity team to victory. Don't just watch, immerse yourself in the passion, the camaraderie, and the sheer amazement of the games. And what better way to manifest your unyielding support than by flaunting the latest gear from GetBlue? The brand new collection is a testament to the spirit of Ateneo, capturing the essence of victory and the pride that comes with being part of something extraordinary. Visit the link in our bio for an exclusive look at GetBlue's latest collection. Discover a range of high-quality apparel, from shirts to accessories, designed to elevate your game day experience. Show off your team colors and immerse yourself in the Blue Eagles' journey with pride. This season, it's not just about watching. It's about being seen as a true Blue Eagle supporter. GetBlued is your gateway to showcasing your loyalty, passion, and love for the game. Elevate your style and let the world know where your heart truly belongs. Get ready, get set, and get geared up with GetBlued. Okay, Nico is back on the show. We are recording this on a Sunday evening, about 11:36 p.m. right now, as I check back. So it's a late night evening, and typically Nico and I do episode recordings with video. But you know what? It's a Sunday night. I'm feeling a little chill and laid back.
Oh, wine night, wine night.
Yeah. Wine night, yes, wine night. So I didn't want to go through the process of looking semi, should we say respectable? I guess, I don't know. Anyway, basically, long story short, TLDR. I decided to go chill, laid back vibes, old school vibes almost when this podcast started. And Nico also, of course, actually went to Phil Sports Arena on Sunday night to watch Gilas' win over Chinese Taipei. Nico, I think like most people, we probably thought, yeah, that's a good win for Gilas. Great roster, great coach, ranked higher than Chinese Taipei. Great momentum building win against Hong Kong on Thursday night, while Chinese Taipei suffered a late game loss, particularly to New Zealand, because they were actually, you know, neck and neck with them for a while, and then New Zealand pulls away at the end. Entering this contest, the Philippine team, I felt, had better energy, you know, with everything going on. It feels like a fresh, brand new start, right? Tim Cone is now the head coach. He's got this roster, 4-year plan. The future is the priority. Build the core towards maybe the Olympics, the World Cup. And, you know, sometimes when you go through this like transformation and you allow yourself a fresh change, it's almost like when you start going through that fresh change, everything's exciting at first, right?
Siyempre, everything that starts new is usually maganda.
That new energy, it's like when you start a new job sometimes, or you go to a new country, or you try a new project. But it's like new, and you can kind of experiment a little bit while knowing what your long-term goal is. So to some degree, that's what this Gilas, I don't even know what's this,
it's like
puppy 8.0,
love.
9 point,
yeah.
Gilas version 9.0, because it feels like ang daming versions of
9.
Gilas
0.
from like when they started
10,
in 07.
10.2.
And I don't know if I'm being too fast-triggered, because, I mean, to be fair, the opposition they've faced, Hong Kong and Chinese Taipei, not exactly the elite of the elite of the world, right? They're not Spain or USA or Germany, the most recent World Cup champs, but you have to start somewhere, and you have to start somewhere with clear building blocks. And that's what I got from this team the last two games. Not just the vets, not just our naturalized player, Justin Brownlee, who at this point just, you know, he's so fit for this team and the system. It fits like a perfect glove. And the youngsters, KQ, Tamayo, super exciting. You know, the guys who are like kind of in their prime also, like Chris Newsome on defense. Japet Aguilar, not exactly maybe in his prime, but still effective when
tail
he's
end
on the
na si
court.
Japet. technically fill
Yes.
in na si Japet.
Yes. Scottie Thompson being like the ultimate Swiss Army knife.
Yes.
Nine assists against Chinese Taipei in a great win. Ooh, it was really promising. I really enjoyed it. I'm really ecstatic for the next games in November, which will include a tougher game against New Zealand, ranked number 21 in the world for the Philippines. But you know what? You beat a team 106 to
It's
53.
crazy, man. Thanks to you,
Normally,
score.
exactly. And I know there are certain levels to this in terms of the best talents in the world and where they're playing. But if you're beating teams by 53 points in your division, in your, like, shall we say, continental conference, that's at least a sign that, you know what, there's like explosive potential. Now, Nico, you were at the Phil Sports Arena on Sunday evening, Feb 25, when they beat Chinese Taipei. What was the main takeaways, main energy that you feel like you felt there at the arena as this beatdown was happening?
No, aside from the screams for Dwight Ramos, no, that's what I first felt. Pasok pa lang sa kidding aside, that's the kidding aside. But it's the trust in the system. Buo yung team, everybody was moving in unison. It's beautiful basketball. You know the 2014 Spurs, right? I'm not saying that this is an
Yes.
NBA team, but I'm saying just it reminds me of the ball movement. Everybody knows, like, okay, mag-go off-ball screen si KQ here to free up Tamayo to flash in the middle so that he could take his mid-range jump. All those small things that yung mga pinapansin ko, kung sigurado ba kayo sa gagawin nyo. And that's what I've seen a while ago. And facing Hong Kong and Chinese Taipei is the, I would say, the perfect two teams to, para magkaamuyan kayo. Para wala, it's not a bump in the road. Gets? So, it's really perfect. At yung sa arena, like, yung whenever Justin Brownlee has the ball, you could sense that people really wanted him back. Like, they
Yes.
really waited for that moment. And Kai Soto, man. People hearing the chatters, I was going to the CR, right? Halftime. Mga naririnig mo Kai Soto ngayon. It's like, grabe si Kai Soto, buo yung loob. Grabe si Kai Soto, hindi na siya basta-basta natutulak. Nagba-box out na si Kai Soto. He's getting a lot of boards. And yun yung naririnig ko ngayon. Compared to nung World Cup na lamihan naman ito, that's what I hear. Like, when you're walking around, what people talk about as you're gonna get food, right? So it's a complete night and day as well for Kai Soto. So it's a re re really hopeful way to start the 4-year plan under Coach Tim Kohn.
For sure. You know, I like that you brought up Kai Soto because I felt the first half belonged to him in this game against Chinese
Yeah,
Taipei.
sobra.
Dominant on both sides of the floor, protecting the rim. He had that one sequence where I think he scored on a putback or he scored in the post. And then, literally, on the other end, he blocks a shot. And then, like a few possessions later, again, they get him the ball. He scores plus the foul against two defenders. And he was so patient with it. Right,
Yun, yeah,
he got
yun.
the ball in the post, drop step, turn, hook, maybe he fakes,
Hindi
he goes the other
nagmamadali. He
way.
super reads everything now.
Yeah, yes,
Hindi siya nagmamadali.
exactly. That's the thing that you're noticing, na parang the game isn't moving too fast for him. He's now moving along with the game. He's playing the game's pace to his preferred style, to his advantage. It's like he's playing slower, he's taking his time more. He's setting his feet. It's like he's starting to realize I'm bigger than these guys. I'm more athletic than these guys. I'm taller than these guys. So let me figure out when to properly use what's good in my abilities to get the best
Yun.
shot or to create for others. If sometimes they send a double team, I just have to be patient, diba? Get the ball to the open
Pinapasa niya eh.
man.
Pinataas
Exactly.
niya lang yung bola. Kasi hindi.
Ang ganda ng symmetry niya with KQ and Carl. Because like KQ and Carl are players who also move a lot off ball, diba? And they like getting open for jump shots. So when Kai has the ball, attracts double team, and the KQ will cut, Carl will cut. Okay, flash middle, or like pin down, flash middle, pull up. It's so nice to see because these three are probably going to be part of the core of Gilas moving
That's our
forward.
under 23 players, under
Yeah,
23 years old.
exactly. You know, yun. That's what's wild, Nico. So I was looking at it just now. Kai Soto's only 21 years old. And He was so good, so polished. I mean, not polished, but he was so good, so tall, so athletic at a
And
young age. And
composed.
yeah, and he seemed like he had a good, mindset about how he was approaching his basketball career, taking risks, being adventurous, trying his luck out in different leagues. And then you're like, okay, he's 21 lang pala, which means peak Kai Soto, assuming good health, and we're hoping good health, diba?
Well, yeah, of course, pretty please.
Peak Kai Soto will only arrive at like 27, 28 years old. So the version we're seeing of him now, there's a chance this is still far from the version we're going to see in his peak age. And when I say peak, I'm not meaning that he's gonna jump even higher. He might jump a little higher, his body will probably improve a little more for sure. But that's not all I limit that to. I'm also considering the mental side of it. And we're starting to see glimpses of that. The patience with the ball, patience out of the post, knowing when to get to the free throw line, actually making his free throws. To be a good free throw shooter at that size at this age is already really good. And it's exciting because that mental side is only going to get better. He'll still build up his body. And again, assuming good health, it's such an exciting prospect for the future of the national team, especially if Tim Cone will continue to mentor him, Tim Cone and his team.
Yeah, exactly. And to build on what you said now, there were a lot of times where Coach Tim Cone was putting Kai at a low block, right? And he would let him create. There's a reason he had 5 assists. Ang ganda ng fit niya sa system ni Coach Tim Cone. He's kind of being used like Jokic today. Because, I don't know, iba yung tiwala talaga sa ni Coach Tim Cone to let Kai create na hindi lang puro, it's not our guards who are creating. We're going through Kai. We're playing through Kai. And that speaks of his basketball IQ. Si Coach Tim Cone, if you don't know his system, if you don't fit in his system, you're not gonna play. So the fact na we're playing through Kai today, and granted na our opponents are smaller, but the fact that there's trust to play through him, that's really something that we can build upon.
Yeah, for sure. I agree. And then you also add, like I said, the other young guys, KQ, Carl. I'll add Calvin of Tana there. If you're a young player and Coach Tim trusts you to play a good amount of minutes, that says a lot to me about your overall basketball abilities. And I'm not just talking about scoring, I'm also talking about the little things like defense and rebounding. And pushing the pace in transition and position and being in good position on defense. Because being a great defender doesn't only mean racking up steals and blocks numbers. It's also knowing when to put yourself in the right position to prevent a proper drive, cutting off certain angles, switching at the right time, hedging at the right time. If you go on nowadays, since teams go in zone defenses more, it's also about being good positionally, how to play zone D, when you're playing on the zone, can you move your feet fast? Can you defend without fouling? Also very important. So I say all of that because I feel these are areas coaches really look at when it comes to predicating how reliable a player in their system can be. And I feel like Coach Tim is seeing a lot of that in Calvin of Tana. Calvin of Tana and Dwight Ramos to me are similar players in the sense that they can put up points and you don't really know they put up points.
No,
Like,
13,
seem to.
12 na lang. Parang, oh.
Yeah, yes. 13 for Aftana, 12 for Ramos. Efficient shooting back combined, 11 of 18. And their plus minus numbers are crazy. So to me, it was like, okay, they're playing within the system. It's not like they're scoring on big ISO plays. Playing within the system, picking their spots right and playing well. And just doing the right things on both sides of the floor. And you can see that these two guys have earned the trust of not only Coach Tim, but even Coach Chot, especially
Yeah, from the
Ramos.
previous span, yeah, from the previous
From the previous team,
generation, the previous iteration.
a few months ago, World Cup generation.
Oh, a few months ago lang pala. Why does it feel like years ago? Yeah, but yeah, it's just a year. Wala pa nga 1 year,
Yeah,
di ba?
exactly. And yun, it's awesome because I think of Tana and Ramos will also be part of the core moving forward since they're relatively young, di ba? Yung maganda, Nico, when you look at the roster, it's not like this is an old team, di ba? Like, Newsom's not that. He's probably in his prime now. He's about, how old is he? 33 years old. Okay, that's pretty good still. Scottie Thompson, pretty young. Malonzo, Perez, Oftana, Ramos, KQ, Tamayo, Caicedo. Yeah, like I said, Soto. So, it's a huge part of your roster that when you think about it, you can envision why Coach Tim sees this as like a 4-year program because the guys can be there for a while, eh? Diba? Again, of course, there's always the question when it comes down to it of putting teams together, who's available, who's not, who is, you know, playing in a respective league and maybe they can't make it. Of course, injuries come into play also. But the players seem committed to this plan. And it would be nice. And that's why it goes back to what I said, na parang this feels like a nice, positive, fresh new change for the Gilas basketball program, which to some degree has been a long time coming.
Looking ahead, I mean, this is great, right? Coach Tim said a while ago in the press conference that these are two wins that they, in a way, expected. Not verbatim, but you know, like we know that we're head and shoulders above those two, but they're also looking forward to the OQT, which is in 5 months, which is gonna be the real test, considering that we're gonna face Latvia and Georgia in our group stage. Latvia beat Spain again. A while ago or yesterday, they beat them in the World Cup. They did it again in the EuroBasket qualifiers, which is a sign that they are a new powerhouse in Europe. While Georgia naman is a team that has front court depth. Goga Bitadze, Sandro Mamukelashvili, at yung point forward nila si Toka, basta si Shengelia. So those are three guys that from Georgia, and it's gonna be a tough group. But imagine if we get at least one win. That's something. That's something. And I hope we get two wins, but you know, you can well bilugang bola, as they say.
Yeah. And you know, Nico, like to be real, when it comes to the qualifying for the Olympics, I don't know. I feel like it's just too tough right now.
Yeah, mahirap
Given
yan. Kaya
mahirap.
sabi ko, one win, okay na ako, masaya na ako.
Yeah, like I think it's okay to say that realistically, they might not get the spots available just because of the competition in the world. But to me, my eyes now are supposed to be set on number one, 2025 FIBA Asia Cup, because I think that's a
Tama.
tournament they can win. I think they can win that. I think if this team continues to develop this core, I know it's tough.
Australia.
Australia,
Australia's
New
there.
Zealand,
But if
but
Australia sends their same team than we're seeing right now, feel ko kaya.
yeah, exactly. And
Kaya.
again, like I said, who knows who's going to be available, right? What if
Diba?
the
Who
best
knows?
players won't be available and it's the
Oh.
Philippines naman available? I mean,
Not
these things
available.
happen, eh. Exactly. And even if, like, let's say
Fair play lang. Fair
they
play.
make it
Fair
to the
play.
final and they lose to like an Australia or a New Zealand, but they make it to the final, that's still a pretty good stepping stone, di
Or
ba?
keep it close. Keep it close against
Yeah.
Australia. I
Yeah.
feel like we can beat New Zealand, man. I feel like we can beat New Zealand.
That's why I think that game in November is going to be very important because that will be a test of,
Barometer test yun.
yeah, where is this program? And take note again, this is November, so
This year, yeah.
right. So the question is, like, what if KQ's, like, for example, playing in the UAP? He's probably not gonna play, correct? He's probably not going to,
Oo nga, no. November is UAP.
diba? Diba? And then
So sa
the
pattern
B
ko,
League, if I'm not
bal.
mistaken, usually starts by October, diba?
Pero the B League allows players to ano eh. Pinapa, 'di ba? The B League lends its player, may break sila eh.
I get that, but see, things happen sometimes. I'm not saying that a B League team would stop, but like for example, let's say a player has been playing a few weeks and then medyo pagod yung katawan, or you know, maybe God forbid, minor injury that they need to rest
Okay, yeah, that's valid.
and do
Pero
therapy, diba? Like, I
it's
mean,
not
anything can happen. Of course, again, we wish
Oh,
the
yeah.
best
Full health. We're just giving two
injury.
sides of the coin na,
Yeah,
di ba, pwede mangyari.
exactly. So these are when the other challenges come in, right? Because of other, you know, commitments and whatnot, which are also valid to some degree. Because, like, for example, in KQ's case,
You up yun.
you up
Very
there, di
valid
ba?
yun.
Exactly. So, in that case, for example, let's say Gilas wants to have KQ as part of the pool or the
You have
team.
to talk to Lasal.
Exactly. And I think the
Mahiram.
games are both going to be taking place in Manila. I'm not sure about
Oh,
that. I'll
Nav,
have to
I have a
double check.
question.
Yeah.
Parang alam ko UAAP takes a break kapag may FIBA something. Di ba? Kahit at least one
Yeah,
week, do
that's.
you think? Kahit 1 week lang. Like, kunyari. Kasi the PBA adjusts its schedule. I feel like the UAAP also has to
I don't
fucking
know,
one.
Nico, because like this would count as basketball lang, 'di ba?
Ah.
Compared to like let's say a SEA
Kasi world.
Games na,
Ah,
or Asian Games
Oo.
na multiple athletes of multiple sports are participating. In this case, if it's basketball lang and it would only be one player on one team, I don't think
Oh, yeah.
the league would
Oh,
probably,
tama.
'di ba?
Yeah.
But would it be a question of okay, Gilas goes to LaSalle and they're like, can we borrow KQ for the tournament? If you're LaSalle in that case, and that's November, that's going towards the Final Four, you're like,
Gusto namin magtupit, sorry.
no,
Wait, wait, pero very valid. Very valid.
very valid. Yeah,
Very valid.
because you know, KQ also is still
Sila yung
a
mother
De
team.
La
Sila yung
Salle
technically yung
student,
mother team.
a student athlete. Yes,
Oh.
exactly. So that's it. But of course, that's one player. And if it comes down to it, I'm sure Gilas would also say, now, okay, if Cake, you can't be there, then let's try to bring Carl. Or let's try to bring someone from the PBA who could match that kind of versatility.
Sa tingin mo si Balti kaya? Sana si Balti, no? Or
I would like to see Balti
I would like to
and
see him
Gilas. Yeah,
as a
yeah.
replacement for KQ. Kasi assuming we keep the same 11 or 12, mag-open up isang spot. So, Balti for KQ.
But you know, Nico,
Hindi ko
to
alam,
me,
ha? Hindi ko alam yung...
ultimately, it's Justin Brownlee. He is the hub that
Ah,
makes it go, di ba? He is
yeah.
like, did you see his numbers today?
26-13. 5 assists,
In
28 minutes.
28 and a half minutes plus 32. I know that's traditional stats and numbers, but that's like, okay, this is the best player in the court, obviously. That's what those numbers say to me. Ang galing eh. He does. You need a three-pointer. He's the guy who can get you a big three. You need someone to create off the post, score or pass. That's him. Someone who moves off the ball. Someone who cuts, lobs it to your big man. Someone who plays defense. And he's like this freight train almost sometimes when he comes attacking at you. He's older now, so he's not like attacking with sheer ferocity. But he's such a reliable jump shooter that he can create space. Hit you with a hessy pull-up, and it's almost like just someone who has mastered certain parts of the game. Obviously, we're not speaking of him in the same breath as like the NBA superstars, right? Obviously not. But just in terms of like knowing how to play the game the right way, and
When to cut, when to move, when to, just
yes,
perfect talaga. That's the familiarity with Coach Tim.
fundamentals of the game, exactly. Then you pair it with a head coach who looks to study every little meticulous detail about the game on both sides of the floor. It's such a perfect pair, and we've seen that success in Ginebra for so many years, the PBA.
Now I want to
And
ask you, are
now
we
it's
gonna
in
see
Gilas.
Jordan Clarkson anytime soon with Gilas? I feel
Well,
like no.
I don't know. I guess it really depends because when you look at the events calendar, these qualifiers are taking place February, November. So
July yung
that's
OQT.
NBA season eh.
July
Yeah,
is off
okay.
season.
July
Pero
is wait, is Jordan Clarkson Jordan Clarkson contract? I think this is very important to
contract
see.
with
Utah.
di ba kaka-resign na lang? Or...
No. Oh, no. So apparently, Jordan Clarkson signed a 4-year, $51 million
Ah,
deal
kaka-resign niya lang.
with Utah. His salary expires this year, bro, after this NBA season. But he
So is
signed
he
a
nag-focus?
contract extension, I think.
Alam ko nag-sign siya ng contract extension before the World Cup eh. Di ba pa kaya medyo tumagal bago siya nakapunta dito?
Contract extension. Yes, he did. So that would take some busyness out of July out of the picture because sometimes players maybe don't play in off-season tournaments in July. Speaking of NBA players, when they're free agents, because they don't want to be negotiating a deal and then possibly getting injured, right? So that should take it out of the picture. But with that said, I don't know. I think at this point, I'd still ride it with.
Brownlee tayo.
Yeah, and it just feels like the right thing to do. Like, yes, Jordan Clarkson, you brought him for the World Cup. To me, he was the right choice
That time.
because you were hosting the World Cup in your country, yeah, the Philippines. And so you needed like a global level kind of icon
Actually,
almost to your
yeah.
country. And you know, it wasn't the best overall performance for the team, but Jordan Clarkson did give you that one legendary game against China that
Yeah,
people will remember
I was
forever.
there.
Exactly. We
I was
were
there.
there. We were there too,
Last
Alger.
island.
Yeah. We were all there. We witnessed it. The fans witnessed it. Like, what did he have? Like 20 million points in the third quarter or something like that? Just
That's part of six straight threes, five straight
shot
threes.
after
Wild din,
shot.
man. Palakas ang
Exactly. And the crowd going wild as in, diba? Wow. So at least there will forever be that moment. But I think now, given what Justin Brownlee has done for the country as of late, his heroics in the Asian Games, where he brought the Philippines to victory, willed them to victory. I think at this, and given the relationship with Coach Tim, I think at this point you just kind of say, okay, Brownlee, Justin, you're the naturalized player. Brownlee or Justin, I guess depends who's talking about. We could call him the GOAT. Because to me, I think he's the GOAT when it comes to
Magic
PBA
Brownlee,
imports. Yeah.
JB, like, yeah.
So I would be like, okay, GOAT here. You're the naturalized player. You have performed so well. Take us as far as you can get us.
I agree, and we have to go back to what Coach Tim said, no? Preparation is something that he wants to minimize as much as possible. Because if you're going to bring in Jordan Clarkson, the preparation, they're going to go back to square one. Because, diba, JB is the one that is the wheel that makes everything run
Yep.
for Gilas. If you're gonna replace the wheel with something completely different, di mo alam kung fit ba o hindi. Especially iba na to, di na to si Coach Shot, which is dribble drive. This is different. It's different principles. And you're gonna teach it to Jordan in 1 week?
Man.
wala na naman ta edi, we're back to square one kung ganun.
Yeah,
So that's why I
bro.
feel like we're gonna see JB. That's why I feel like he's gonna get the naturalized position spot
I
for
know.
OQT.
Bro, think about it. For NBA, you put the best talents in the world together as a team. Three superstars, four superstars. Sometimes they don't win the championship because
Oh,
continue.
2011 Miami.
Exactly.
Diba?
Well, I don't know. That to me had more to do with one player coming up really short. They were up 2-1 in the
Ay.
finals.
Totoo
Two
naman. Facts
one.
naman yun.
Facts,
Totoo
facts,
naman yun.
diba?
Facts naman yun. May data to prove your point. Anyway, go.
Exactly. But like think of other super teams like KD, Kyrie, Harden. Right? There are so many extraneous variables that
Okay.
just made it kind of implode. Or even when the Knicks tried to make a super team with Carmelo and Amare, it just never clicked.
Actually,
Diba?
just never click. Just never
It
click.
just never clicked. And the Suns right now, we still don't know Booker, Beal, Durant. Like, how far
Yet
will
to
that
see.
go? Diba? Yet to see. What other super teams? Like Dame and Giannis. Of course, it's still the first year, so they could still win the championship this season. But what if they get eliminated in the first round again? Would that then be a disappointment? Also, because you have to consider how many times they change coaches. So, what's the point in me saying all of this? Essentially, what I'm trying to get at is that sometimes having the most talent just does not lead to certain victories, no matter the level of play. And if we're going to try to put together a national basketball program where practice time is short, we don't know who the coach is going to be, or there's dispute of where the program is supposed to go, who's supposed to be the coach, it's never going to work. Eh? You need that clear line, diba? You need that short-term goal, long-term goal stability, and you need to see that develop as much as possible. I think the program has started something to that regard right now, the Gilas program, and I really want to see it grow organically.
Definitely, man. And we're gonna be here for the whole ride. Especially we get to see our young. And then a mix ng youth and veterans, no? I think that's the reason why we're hopeful because we're gonna grow old together with this team for the next 4 years.
That's it. That's it. We maybe build some allegiances or a certain, what's the right word for it? I think that's it. Allegiance to this team, di
Allegiance,
ba?
yeah.
It's kind of like if you were a Laker fan the moment you first realize, God, I love watching Kobe Bryant play, di ba? Or if you were a LeBron fan, that would be the first LeBron game you watch where you were like, whoa, this guy is Superman. Or even if you're a, I know, maybe you're a Luka fan after watching Luka play live in the World Cup because you're from Manila and you got to see him play at the
Wild
MOA
experience
Arena,
na
di
yun.
ba? And you're
Wow.
like,
Iba talaga,
wow.
Luca.
Maybe you even became a Dylan Brooks fan. Who knows, di ba? Anyway.
Actually, inaasar niya lahat ng superstars eh.
Hey, you know, I have to say, ang galing niya in that third place game against USA in the World Cup. Dylan Brooks,
Yeah.
legendary performance. FIBA scale, like, what he did was, I have to give props to him. The NBA theatrics, I don't know, but the FIBA stuff, that was like he legit received credit for that. Gilas, organic growth. Excited to see where this goes. I am pumped for the current coach, the young core, and where the program is going. And when was the last time, Nico, that you felt that way about the national program?
Man, I'm legit thinking, wait. Siguro when Ryko Toro, man, when they said, yung Gilas 1.0 na, ito yung programa natin. Ito yung mga players natin, Mark Borroca, Chris Chu. Yun yung na-feel ko, sabi ko, young guys, I feel like we're gonna get destroyed, but these are our guys. So, ganun yung na-feel ko. Who cares if we get destroyed? These are our guys. And yung na-feel ko. I feel that same feeling right now with this team na these are the players we're gonna ride or die with.
Tama, tama. It's exciting. Let's see where it goes. Are you ready to transform your home into a premium fitness haven? Look no further than Fitspire, your go-to destination for top-notch home gym equipment designed to take your fitness to unprecedented heights. Immerse yourself in a world of possibilities with their versatile range of premium gear, including yoga equipment for serene workouts, adjustable dumbbells and kettlebells for customized strength training, roller wheels and push-up bars to sculpt those abs and arms, jump ropes, foam rollers, and stability balls for an all-rounded workout experience, stylish and efficient cooling towels to keep you refreshed, and sport water bottles for staying hydrated in style. Fitspire's equipment is not only durable but also space-saving, allowing you to create your dream workout space without sacrificing aesthetics or functionality. Whether you're a fitness novice or a seasoned pro, their collection caters to all levels. And here's the real game changer. As a special treat for our podcast listeners, we're offering an exclusive 10% off on your purchase. Simply use the code word NAVSEFFECT10 upon checkout at www.sunbeamslifestyle.com. It's our way of saying thank you for choosing Fitspire. But that's not all. For an even more seamless experience, download the Sunbeams Lifestyle app, available on both iOS and Android platforms. Browse their collection, stay updated on fitness trends, and exclusive deals. Transform your fitness routine from ordinary to extraordinary with Fitspire. Don't just dream about your fitness goals, achieve them in the comfort of your own home. Visit www.sunbeamslifestyle.com, use code NAVSEFFECT10, and let Fitspire be your fitness companion on this incredible journey. All right. Before we close this podcast, though, we are going to maybe have a little bit of a life corner segment. May kwento ka ba,
Oh,
Nico?
napamagandang life corner ngayon.
Something recently. I know our friend JP Manahan is going to listen to this segment. He likes staying. Oh, by the way, did you watch him? Just with JP, I was going to say JP likes the Life Corner segment, and I appreciate him for that. Did you get to watch that Monvik hot take segment?
Yo, dude, it's my favorite. It's my favorite. I was playing. Oh, so you guys should listen to that one. The name of the video is NBA Hot Takes. So kay Naveen sa YouTube niya. Anyway, I was listening to it, so I was cleaning, right? So I go, oh my gosh, these are some crazy takes. The one thing that I never ko makalimutan yung sinabi ni Mon na the Pelicans
Are
will beat
going to beat
Denver.
the Nuggets.
Naglinis ako ng plato, sabi ko, may naamoy ba, may nasinghot ba ako dito? Sabi ko, beat the Nuggets?
Well,
Then, nope.
oh my
Okay pa sana kung
God.
Minnesota eh. Like, okay, medyo, pero Pelicans?
Fly, Pelican, fly. No, you know, I was thinking about it more than once, to be honest with you. Ever since Mon said that, I've probably thought about it like 2,000 times since then.
Really?
And
Napaisip ka?
every single time I
No. No.
remember it, I'm like, Mon, what?
Kailangan mo
What?
ng episode 2 nun. Kailangan mo ng part 2 with those two.
But
Well.
Nico, then after I say what, I'm like, what if Mon turns out to be right and the Pelicans beat the
You owe
Nuggets?
him stake in Wolfgang. Yeah. You owe him stake. Promise. Kasi parang grabe ba?
Magiging issue ba
Kuha
yan?
tayong tanga lahat. Kuha tayong
Magiging issue ba yan if Wolfgang? Because in
tanga.
recent
Ay,
months, Wolfgang
nga
has
pala.
sparked debates.
Wolfgang nga pala. Ano na lang
In
kayo? Magpares na lang kayo. Magpares na lang kayo kung saan-saan. Sa
speaking
dami.
of our friend JP, yan mahilig sa steak debates yung ating kaibigan.
GPS.
Okay, wait, Nico. Yeah, go.
Life
Yeah.
corner.
Go
Wala,
lang.
nothing change, wala namang life changing right now, but more of so the live action of Avatar.
Oh!
So yun yung binibinge watch ko ngayon, my wife. Sobrang ganda.
Bro.
I'm a fan of the whole show, yung
Yung
animated, kasi
animated.
I read the lore, like yung wiki Avatar. So for me to say I really like this live action. Story-wise, speaks a lot. Pero ang ano ko lang doon, yung only gripe ko lang is the casting of Azula. The actress they got there was not entirely accurate. But she knows how to act. She's a good actress. Pero in terms of imamatch mo yung itsura sa show, medyo malayo. But
So,
yeah, Avatar Man on
I
Netflix.
loved the animated series as well. And
Di mo pa nasisimulan?
no, I've started now. I'm on episode
Oh,
4 now.
you like it? Or we... I like it.
I love it so far. I
Ah,
do. I do. I do. Sorry,
I'm
it's
in
my.
five. I'm in five.
I haven't really read reviews, to be honest. Because I wanted to go at it with that feeling that I had watching the old animated series back in the day. And I knew how much that show meant to me back in the day. So I wanted to watch it, you know, without the memory of that horrible movie that came out somewhere in the
What
middle.
movie? What movie?
What movie? Oh, wait. Oh my
What
God. I broke a rule. Okay. Yeah. We're not supposed to talk about that movie.
movie?
The movie that shall not be named. But I love the animated series. I was so excited for the show. I really dug the trailers. I'm 3 episodes in. I love the action sequences so far. It's great. The young actors and actresses are endearing playing the roles.
Yes.
They're children also in real life, eh? They're not really that old
They
yet,
are really
right?
children.
Exactly. So to me, the fact that they're children
Ganda
means
ng casting.
we don't need to expect, like, I don't know, prime time level
Pero ang
performances,
galing
right?
mag-acting, ang galing ng actor
They
ni Ang, ah.
are.
Si
The
Gordon
Aang actor, yes, the
Cormier.
Aang actor is
He's half
good.
Filipino, by the way.
Oh,
Half
really?
Pinoy, half
Wow.
Canadian.
Wow, that's amazing. That's why he was in the Philippines recently as well, right?
Ay, di ko alam yun. Ang alam ko lang, half Filipino, half Canadian.
Well, that's good. He does a good job, for sure. I like the person who plays Sokka. I like the person who plays.
Sakto yung ano no, yung jawline,
Yeah.
yung head structure.
Si Uncle, bro. Si Uncle I.
Si Kim's Convenience Store siya sabi ko whenever I see Uncle Iroh.
Bro,
I saw this guy
yeah.
in Kim's Convenience Store.
Galing. Every scene he's in is like a showstopper to some degree. To
Yeah.
me, yeah. It's almost like I'm intrigued by what he's going to say, the wisdom he's going
Embodies the
to.
role. Sobrang perfect. He embodies the role. So.
Correct, 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 correct. And I'm so excited to see what else more the show has moving forward because Damn, it is going to be super exciting. I also like that they showed that scene at the start of the series that they didn't show in the
Yeah.
animated
Oh,
series,
they never
right?
showed. Pinakita lang nila sa anime is the
The
temples
memory,
burning. Malayo, tapos parang overhead shots, 'di ba? Tapos yung sa anime, kaya sabi ko, wala to sa anime ah. Yung talagang, 'di ba, how it all started. Sabi ko, wow, what a way to start it off.
Man, for sure. Anyway, I'm probably gonna try to talk about that more when I'm done with the first season. I'll probably talk to you about that also a little bit.
I have three more episodes. You have four.
I had to finish the four before I travel. I'm going out of town for a friend's wedding, Vietnam.
Yan
So
yung
super
life
excited
corner
for
update
that.
mo ba?
No, actually. So I have a different life corner update. I won't go
Ah.
into detail because more to be revealed.
Yeah, go
But
lang.
a lot of those who follow my podcast, I believe for the most part, followed some of my other work from before, including when I used to write more. And yeah, I guess long story short, after 10 years, I've left Rappler now. I'm not with Rappler anymore. It was a long time. Super thankful for my time there. Super grateful for everything I've learned there. Super fortunate that I had two sports editors who helped me out and were also my friends, Ryan and Jasmine, two really great people. And also some other great leaders there along the way, some great managers, Maria Ressa, of course. I think at this point, what she has done needs no further elaboration or introduction. She is a legend in the field of journalism. And some of the times I did get to interact with her, she was also very kind and very nice. So I was always appreciative of that and thankful that that was the leader that Rappler had. And yeah, I just, Rappler was probably definitely my first full-time job as a sports reporter on the field. Before that, I was a content creator. And then they gave me my first big break. They allowed me to do a podcast with them. They allowed me to do sit down interviews, one-on-one sit down interviews with the likes of Tim Cone and Tab Baldwin, Eric Spoelstra,
Well done.
champion teams, UP and LaSalle. Got to cover NBA, got to cover FIBA, the FIBA World Cup. For them, which was huge, got to cover UAAP, got to cover PBA. So yeah, I'm just very thankful, of course, to the people I've worked with there over the years. And both a little bit scared, but also excited for what comes next.
Oh, wish you the best in your journey. Pero kami idea na pala ako. Pero yeah, for you. But yeah, wish you
Nico
the
saw
best.
it. Yeah, Nico has an idea
Yeah,
what's
pero
next.
yeah, I mean, I know about it, but yeah, I wish you the best in that journey ahead. And grabe yung how you made your name sa Rappler. Kaya all kudos to them. But it's like a great relationship between employee and employer.
Definitely thankful to them. That's the strongest sentiment. And I wish them all the best. Of course, I believe their plans for the outlet to kind of take the next step and be, in a way, even more interactive with their readers and followers, which is exciting. So, more to come from them, I'm sure. And like everybody else, I'll be eager to see what else they come up with in terms of being innovative. And yeah, I also wanted to congratulate you, bro. You were on the show of Commissioner
Oh,
Nordy
yeah.
Ayala over the
Tanglo
weekend.
yeah.
Power
Like,
and Play.
yeah,
Nico and
thank
I,
you,
if you guys haven't watched it yet, we're in the Fast Take segment.
thank you.
We.
Tuwa-tuwa ako dun, by the way. Sobrang tuwa-tuwa ako. I,
Yes,
kasi idol ko
sir.
si Kong Loli. I like him as a person talaga.
Yeah,
As
he's
a, yeah, in the
nice
sports
guy.
world, sobrang great stature the way I look at him. So,
Nice man, si Com Noli. And of course, I want to thank his producer, Mike, also for inviting us to the show.
it's Boss Mike Santillan.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So if you guys haven't watched it yet, check it out. Nico posted about it also on his TikTok. And I want to thank again all the listeners who have been following the podcast. Our last two episodes with Josh Betts, shout out to Josh, were the best numbers we've done on YouTube yet. So I
Iba
am
si Josh
super
Bet. Iba yung
appreciative.
Josh Bet.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And thank you also to our listeners on Spotify. Thank you to our main sponsors, of course, to Get Blued, Kirk, also to Varsity Lifestyle. UAP season back, happening, loaded. Congratulations to UST for beating LaSalle in what was a very impressive victory. What a start for UST this season. It's going to be interesting to see how far they go. Nico, of course, covering some volleyball right now too. And thank you also to
What?
our sponsor, Fitspire, our new sponsor. Excited to be working with them. Nico, before we call this a wrap, anything you want to share about what you've got coming up, what you're doing now, where people can find your work?
As always, you can check out my works YouTube and Spotify for the videos that I do. Just type Nico Rocha or 6 Man Podcast to find it. TikTok is very like my should I say creative playground. I just post whatever I want there not anymore. I don't post sports exclusively. I'm trying to venture out to do other things because diba, we're not one dimensional. We have other interests. That's what I've been posting on TikTok. So TikTok, just type Nico Rocha again. Yun lang naman talaga, just my name. And I continue to post videos on YouTube naman. My podcast, short video essays. And yeah. You know where to find me. I don't have any creative moniker. It's just Karocha. Yun lang.
Nice. Guys, follow Nico's work. He posts a lot of good videos on YouTube. 6 Man Podcast, check that out also. We might collaborate on a little something while it's the UAP off season.
Yan, yan,
More
yan.
details on that. We've started exploring that idea. I'm excited na I might have my list na to some degree.
Kailangan mo lang sabihin.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Oh, told you about Zain Mahmood, right? Sakto
Oh,
yung
yes.
UST natin na pinag-usapan natin a few
Sakto
weeks
talaga,
ago.
sakto. Nakita yung message ko pa sa'yo, si Zayn Malik. Kung si Zayn Malik ba yan? Gets niya agad eh. Gets agad ni, ano eh, ni Nav. Buti gets mo agad. Sabi ko si Zayn Malik.
Sir,
Magko-concert na ba dito? Saan siya magko-concert?
see
Sabi, UST? Oo,
that's
okay
so
ah.
funny. That's how one sports journalist would like talk to another, di ba? Na parang, instead of si
Oo,
Zayn
din.
Mahmood ba yan sa UST, si Zayn Malik ba yan?
Si Malik yan, si
Oh,
ZM.
mukhang kakanta na sa Espanya, di
Oh,
ba?
ganun.
Anyway, Nico, appreciate you for joining me, even if it's late. I appreciate all the listeners for checking out the recent episode again. Much love, everyone. Nico, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Thanks, bro. Thanks as always.